Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. This episode is coming out on December 1st, which means we are fully into the holiday season. We had a couple inches of snow overnight here in Michigan, and it looks like a winter wonderland out the window here as I am recording this. There is another season, though, that coincides with the holidays, and unless you are a wedding professional, you may not have heard of it before. It runs from Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, and we refer to it as engagement season. This 2.5 month time period typically accounts for about 40% of all engagements, with almost half of them happening in December. With this in mind, I thought it would be a great opportunity to start a new series that will take you through the foundational steps every couple must take to plan their wedding. Today, we're going to chat about the 5 things you need to do after getting engaged, but before you start the booking portion of your wedding planning. And I'm also going to share some of my favorite tools that I recommend to all of my clients. Over the next 6 weeks, I'll be walking you through the stages of creating your wedding planning foundation. While we've covered some of these individual topics before, in this series of episodes, we'll follow the steps in order to help you avoid FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. And after we get your foundation set, we'll be ready to move on to planning the structure of your wedding. But let's not get ahead of ourselves on that just yet. More to come in the next few weeks. All right, enough about what's coming up. Let's get into the 5 things you need to do before you start the planning process of your wedding. Number 1, set up a free email account for just your wedding-related tasks. Hop on over to Gmail or whatever provider you prefer and create an account where you can keep all of your wedding planning emails separate from your personal or work emails. It's inevitable that you'll end up signing up for many lists and resources, which, if you haven't already, check out the free guides that I've put together. You can grab them over at planningcollective.com. And things can get very cluttered in your inbox pretty quickly. With a dedicated account, you can sort the emails into folders like florist, DJ, or photographer, making it easy for you to find conversations and details when you need to reference them. The second recommendation ties right into that first, and that is one of the reasons I really do recommend Gmail over the other providers, and that is to set up a Google Drive folder where you can hold all of your vendor contacts, documents, guest lists, budgets, etc., etc. This makes it easy for not only both you and your fiancé to access the documents across your devices, but also share certain items with your family, wedding party, and vendors. We'll get into another trick with Google Docs when we start chatting about the guest list, which will happen in the 4th episode of this series. Item number 3, set up a Pinterest board and start collecting inspirational photos. Okay, so to be fair, I would say about 90% of my clients have had a wedding board on Pinterest before they even got engaged. But now is the time to start weeding out the pretty pictures you pinned from the ones that are actual wedding inspiration. I'm not going to get into too much detail about this here, but check out episode 4 of this podcast for more Pinterest-themed wedding tips and warnings. I'll link it in the show notes, or again, you can find it at episode 4, wherever you're listening to this. The 4th tip I want to share with you today is to open a free Zola account. While I find that WeddingWire and The Knot are the best platforms to search for and review your vendors, Zola offers a much more comprehensive platform that makes it easy to connect your free wedding website with your gift registry, guest list, and even allows for online RSVP tracking. Of course, there are many other features to explore, but I've really found that the registry and website features are the most user-friendly options out there, and I highly recommend Zola. And the fifth thing you need to do is join us over in the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group, where I'm sharing even more wedding planning resources with you, as well as answering your specific questions with weekly Q&A sessions. You can also find a community of other couples to help you through the planning process. You want to make sure you're a part of this group for some fun things coming up in the new year. Just giving you that little heads up. You can find the link in the show notes here or search the Wedding Planning Collective in Facebook groups. So those are the five resources that I recommend you get set up before you start getting into the booking portion of your wedding plans, which we'll get started on next week. That's setting up an email dedicated to your wedding planning. Create a Google Drive folder to keep all of your documents organized. Start or update your wedding Pinterest boards. Create a free Zola account to organize your website, registry, and guest lists. And finally, join us over in the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group for more resources and support with your wedding plans. I want to thank you for listening to this episode today, and I really look forward to being a part of your wedding planning process. I'm so excited for what's to come in the next couple of months, and I will see you in the next episode.